Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I wanted to discuss the stages one goes through when they get the red pill rage. I found a comment by someone named Jackoff that I've shortened and would like to read, so here goes and I quote. It is said that there are five stages of grieving: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. It seems to me that they are very similar to becoming red pilled, and so maybe swallowing the red pill is actually a form of grieving. But grieving for what, though? Why is it so difficult for us to cast aside the romantic notions that we have for women? Number one, denial. We all know the denial stage. We refer to people in this stage as blue pillars. We've all been there, done that. This is not news. Number two, anger. Dealing with one loss can be devastating. Dealing with two simultaneously can become totally overwhelming, leading to what we refer to as the red pill rage, the anger stage. Number three, bargaining. Why am I so angry when others seem to be breezing through life? Maybe I've got something wrong. When you learn the truth about female nature, you flip between the anger and bargaining stages until you come to the depression stage. Number four, depression. You say it's all too much. I can't make sense of it all. There are too many unknowns. What's the point in trying to make sense of a world that has gone insane? Number five, acceptance. Once you accept that it's all beyond you, then you can move on. You cease to care about the blue pill views out there that were so ingrained into you while you were growing up. However, there's one level missing from this progression, in my opinion. After acceptance comes happiness. I'm not speaking here of the transitory feeling of having fun. That's all fine and well and should be sought out and taken care of. No, I'm talking about true happiness, the kind that only comes through contentment. That inner feeling of knowing yourself, what you actually want out of life with realistic expectations and moving forward with the knowledge then no one can so much as dent your inner peace, at least not for long. Society hates us because we found that inner peace. They even have derogatory terms for us such as self-satisfied. Why is this a derogatory term? Because they mean it as such and for no rational explanation. Do you or fellow members identify with any of these stages? If you feel trapped in any of the earlier stages, know that this will pass too. Like me, you can get to the last stage of true happiness. If and only if you let yourself. It's all up to you. Well, Thomas, thanks for the donation and thank you, Jackoff, for summarizing things so greatly. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to dealing with the grief of no longer going down on women clown world show. While the five stages of grieving are actually a good starting point, they don't describe what happened to me in the order that you're presented. For me, the first stage was conscious acceptance of the red pill. It was almost immediate and I understood the truth, like I'd been struck by lightning. Only later did I go into my subconscious bargaining phase that started about 8 to 9 months later, where I started dating again. This phase lasted until the end of 2015 and early 2016. Then I went through another red-pilling process where I realized I could either remain a fool in love or free my mind, but I couldn't do both. That's also when I went through an anger phase that was 100 times more intense than the initial tiny bit of anger that I felt when I first discovered MGTOW. What I did with that initial angst was to start my channel and dig deep into the subject matter. I didn't get depressed at all, and I never really had a denial or depression phase. It helps to not get depressed if you've had lots of memories and experiences from past relationships. I don't believe there was really any denial for me because I swallowed other red pills before this one. The first one made me depressed. I don't think you really need to get depressed, but you need to delve into the subject matter and consume as much as you can. Then create your own if you feel so inclined. I see depression after taking the red pill as a mourning for the person you once were, instead of celebrating the person that you'd just become. For me, it was acceptance, subconscious bargaining, followed by anger, and then finally contentment. You're right, Jackoff, about contentment. You can't live your life in perpetual happiness. You're also right that the system hates us for that. We are free because we are content men that don't actually consume cheap tchotchkes and cooch. We won't get into debt to pay for a gal. I was going to say contentment instead of happiness, but I'm glad you beat me to the punch. As for the red pill rage stages, I like to break it up in the Red Pill Rage Stage 1.0 and 2.0. There is a conscious consuming and understanding about female nature, but your subconscious will still want to get into those sluts' butts. The first Red Pill Rage is for your conscious mind, and the second one is for your subconscious. Bargaining is your subconscious mind and conscious mind wrestling with one another for what's best for each of them independently. It's only when both minds are on the same page and accept female nature that you finally get some level of peace and contentment. The first Red Pill Rage is easy. The second one is hard because you have to get angry at yourself for continually putting yourself in a situation where women abuse you emotionally for sex and love. Eventually, once you touch that titty stove one too many times and get burned, your subconscious mind finally says enough. That's that second Red Pill Rage. I'm sure many guys feel depressed after swallowing the MGTOW Red Pill, which is that first one. When I swallowed my very first Red Pill about something completely different, I became unkempt and stopped caring about my schoolwork and stopped shaving my face. I thought to myself, what's the point? But then I realized I could take all the money that I was wasting on consumerism and use it to gain my financial independence from the system. Every Red Pill I've swallowed, I've used that initial small bit of anger in the constructive way instead of just getting pissed off and then depressed. Once you've been through enough awakenings of consciousness, you stop wallowing in self-doubt and pity. You stop thinking that life is unfair and you start fighting back. I think the true acceptance means accepting an idea subconsciously, that the two halves of your mind finally fall onto the same page. That's difficult to do because one side thinks and the other side feels. One is rational and the other is emotional. As I've said before, a relationship between a man and a woman is like two couples getting together and trying to make it work. What either side wants consciously and unconsciously are not always in agreement. I also don't like the idea of the five stages of the grief cycle either, because it's not necessarily in that order, as I've illustrated with my own life with MGTOW. Not everyone goes through the stages in the same order, and previous grief cycles are other things that can influence things as well. So it's best to take the Red Pill Rage stages as a suggested order and not something that's fixed. I coined the term Red Pill Rage and thought I understood it fairly well until I went through that Red Pill Rage 2.0. A lot of guys contact me for one-on-one coaching calls asking how it is that I went through this second Red Pill Rage, and I tell them that it came down to a choice. Did I want to be a red shirt Picard or a blue shirt Picard? Did I want to be a simp or did I want to be free? Did I just accept female nature and work around it? Or did I accept female nature and become repulsed by what it turned me into when I was around it? The second Red Pill Rage was just pure anger followed by not only contentment, but a freedom from sexual desire and love entirely. To have self-esteem, you have to learn to love yourself. If you love yourself, you're not going to put yourself into a horrible situation where you'll potentially be emotionally abused by women. When your subconscious mind begins to feel pain and anxiety, just being around women, and when in your gut you feel them getting closer and closer to you trying to use you as an emotional tampon for validation or attention, you get that pain in the stomach. That's your subconscious getting sick and tired of them and just wanting to run the other direction, even if you have that erection. That's what happens after the Red Pill Rage 2.0. You become disgusted about how you're simping out, and you get sick to your stomach about your own behavior around them, and how they turn you into somebody else just being in their presence. At least that's what happened to me, and a lot of guys have pointed out the same happens to them. I also think you're more likely to be in the traditional five stages of grief and go through them if it's your first red pilling experience. But over time, when you get red pilled about money and how governments print and debase currency, as well as fractional reserve banking as an example, you'll accept that as truth, and then you won't bargain or go into denial. Instead, you'll get mildly upset and figure out ways to protect yourself financially from that reality. The more red pills you take in life on the nature of reality, the easier it becomes and the less freaked out you get. You're also more likely to take action that will benefit your life while at the same time attacking the systems of oppression that once kept you down. That's probably why the elites are freaking out and why the public trusts them less than ever, because we are being red-pilled on many different things, and they're still assuming that we're too stupid to see the truth because for the longest time, we didn't have the technological tools to communicate such things. Taking your first red pill is a lot easier today than it was back when I took mine in 1998. Back then, I took it at university from a tenured professor that could say all kinds of controversial things and not lose his job in one of Canada's most radical universities. It was an elective course and not part of the main program, but it was enough to wake me up from the brainwashing that I was experiencing. That's when I did feel denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance in that particular order. I guess you might say that the five stages of grief are a good roadmap for the first time you become aware of some so-called forbidden knowledge. But the five stages happen differently other times when you feel grief after that. It's kind of like what happens when you break up with your first adult love. I was devastated for years after that. But the next woman I was with, twice as long, and I skipped the denial, depression, and bargaining stages and went straight to anger, followed by acceptance. It makes me believe that for me, I could only ever love one woman in my entire life completely. After that, it was never the same. Just like the five stages of grief can only be experienced once in your lifetime, in that order. That's for most people, but after you go through it, you never go through it quite like that ever again. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that once you go through the second red pill raid stage, you'll no longer want to smash anyone. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that go through all five stages of the grief cycle every time they swallow a different red pill away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.